Next up on Visual Wow.
The coronavirus has devastated so many industries, but the reality is that we need Congress and the White House to work together to continue providing support.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Visual Wow, the podcast for people passionate about live events. We're obsessed with creating and capturing those wow moments. This is the place the top pros come to share their secrets. Now, here's your hosts, Jack Hartzman and Monica Vidal.
Welcome back, Visual Wow community. We are back on the patio on a beautiful Wednesday afternoon. It's about 75 degrees. Again, clear blue skies in the nation's capital. Here today, my lovely wife, Monica, to my stage left, as we talk about the NFL. We're doing like a little radio side, left side of the field is Monica.
Hello, everyone.
On the right side of my field is the incomparable Senator Cheryl Kagan, District 17, State of Maryland, Rockville, Gaithersburg. Cheryl, welcome to the patio and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jack. Great to be here.
So, full disclosure, you are the first political figure we have had on the Visual Wow podcast.
Wow.
This is not meant to be your side versus our side or any other side for that matter. This is not a blue versus a red conversation.
This is meant to say vote.
Yes, this is
period.
This is about the vote, but actually, because I know you, we both know you from the event community. That's mm-hmm. where we met. Mm-hmm. Long after we met, I found out that you know my parents and have known them for years, which is kind of weird because I'm in my 50s and that feel like I'm back in school and somebody knows your parents. It's like a whole nother conversation. But you are a huge advocate in the nonprofit world. We're going to let you talk all about that. And we have had some nonprofit superheroes here on the Visual Wow podcast. And that is something that is being tremendously affected by the current world that we live in. So why don't we start with what you want to tell the world? I have some great things to talk about your accomplishments, but welcome to the show. Tell us about yourself.
Sure. So talking about nonprofits, I always say that I fancy myself to be the senator for the nonprofit sector. That means each year that I've been in the Senate, I've enacted at least one new law helping that segment of our economy and our workforce. A lot of people think of nonprofits as just food pantries, battered women's shelters, and homeless shelters. That is not the case. They are also our hospitals, our community colleges, our literacy councils, and so much more. We need to support them. And every single one of them has taken an enormous hit during COVID. There has been a much higher demand and a much